One of the four S's, sportsmanship, takes center stage at summits throughout the state. And catch all the finals action in person or on the NFHS network. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. All 16 11-player semifinals on Saturday can be seen on the NFHS network. That's after all 32 regional finals were available last week. And next week, all 8 11-player finals will be on the network. Both 8-player finals will also be on, as will all 3 divisions of Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving. And from quarterfinals on, all volleyball matches will also be on the network. If you can't be at a game, watching on the NFHS network is the next best thing. A monthly subscription is $13.99, and annual passes are available for $79.99. Michigan is near the top of the country in terms of number of events available on the network, number of viewers, and number of schools involved. More than 600 schools in the state are on the NFHS network. And with winter sports already starting, there will be thousands of basketball games available, as well as competitive cheer events, hockey games, wrestling matches, and more. To subscribe or find a game, go to nfhsnetwork.com. There has been an increasing number of spam links to games on social media channels. Don't click those. Just go to nfhsnetwork.com to stream all of the action from Michigan. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Fremont won its first ever volleyball regional championship. The Packers won in 5 sets over Fruitport to advance to the quarterfinals. CJ Sadler scored 4 touchdowns for the second straight week as Cass Tech knocked off Saline 42-28. One of Sadler's scores was a 70-yard pick 6. And to the Montebello Mustangs 8-player football team, down 28-8 at halftime in the semifinals to Norway, Montebello scored 24 straight to win 32-28 and advance to their first ever state title game.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Before the match begins, a volleyball team takes the court wearing super stylish brand new jerseys. The libero is in a bright neon top, but 2 other teammates also have the same neon sleeves. At first glance, it looks like multiple liberos are on the floor. As the referee, you must check carefully. Under current NFHS uniform rules, the libero's jersey must clearly contrast from all other teammates in color, design, and trim. Accessories like sleeves or leggings are permitted, but they cannot confuse the identification of the libero. In this case, because the libero's jersey color is the same as the teammate's sleeve color, the contrast is not sufficient, and the coach must correct it before play begins.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA believes 4 core values are at the heart of educational athletics: sportsmanship, scholarship, safety, and scope. All play vital roles in the development of students striving for the ultimate S, success in life long after they've left our hallways. More than 700 students and faculty attended one of our 4 sportsmanship summits earlier this month. They heard from speakers, collaborated in breakout sessions, and participated in a session developed and instructed by the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. Attendees came from 64 different high schools across the MHSAA's membership, and summits were held in Lansing, Troy, Traverse City, and Kalamazoo. Each summit was interactive, fast-paced, and hands-on. Student groups at each summit finished the day by creating a sportsmanship campaign to take back to their own school. And it's our hope that by attending a sportsmanship summit and sharing that message with others at their school, that positive displays of sportsmanship will be more evident at MHSAA events. For more, please go to MHSAA.com and look for sportsmanship resources. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.